Trevor McElrath has contacted us this morning. Morning to you, Trevor.
Morning, Stephen.
Now, just give people the background of why Johnny Adair's interview was so interesting to you. You're a former police officer, obviously.
Yes, I spent 2 years with a colleague putting Mr. Adair in jail for directing terrorism. He got 16 years, but to hear him talking there, he's nearly a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize. Oh, yes. But
what did you make of what he said this morning, Trevor?
Well, it's nice to see he's changed. I don't wish him any ill will, and I hope he has a happy life, but there's many, many people in Northern Ireland who don't have a happy life because of people like him.
Yeah. And he said he has no regrets.
Well, I know the background to a lot of the murders that were carried out, and you should ask him, if the IRA were his enemy, how many IRA people did he actually kill? The answer is none. The only person he ever killed, and I'll not mention his name for obvious reasons, was educationally subnormal. And that's the only act of terrorism he has carried out himself.
He was never convicted for murder, Trevor.
He was convicted for directing terrorism.
Correct.
But there was a man convicted of that murder that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who named Mr. Adair as the gunman. So he believed totally that he was bringing the war to the IRA. There's absolutely no doubt of that. And his philosophy was that the more innocent the Catholic, the better the target, because it got more publicity.
You know, he called it, Johnny Adair called it a military campaign. Quite a few other people would call it sectarian slaughter.
Well, that's exactly what it was. But it worked for him. In other words, he couldn't get Gerry Adams or Martin McGuinness because all the top IRA people would have security gates, a cage in the stairs, and minders, plus they would also be entailed by the security services. So that for him to go out and try and kill them was too hard. So he just widened the targets. They'll grow up and vote Sinn Féin, so the more innocent they were, the better.
I just think, Trevor, for those people, you know, there might be some younger listeners to the Nolan Show who don't actually, you know, they didn't feel the Troubles. They didn't feel the effect of paramilitarism on Northern Ireland. And you hear through Johnny Adair there just that brutal, cold killer mentality of how they justify it in their own heads. And when we're talking about the existence of both loyalist and Republican paramilitaries over recent weeks, you think about the attacks that loyalist paramilitaries have done on some of their own people. You know, driving nails through the hands of people in their own community. And some of our politicians, and you've heard me bang on about this over recent days, some of our mainstream politicians, when it suits them, they stand beside the political leaders of those loyalist paramilitaries. They stand beside the political wing of those loyalist paramilitaries. They did it during the so-called unionist graduated response last year. Mike Nesbitt did it. He issued a statement joining up with the loyalist political wing of the paramilitaries.
Stephen, the government were talking to the IRA long before a ceasefire was ever called. The government. Is it not better to talk than have me walking up to somebody's house to tell a mother or a son or a daughter that their loved one's not coming home?
Yeah. And you will have heard during that interview there, Trevor, Johnny Adair talking about the good life that he now has. And that'll make some people whose lives he devastated sick to their stomach.
Of course, just as many victims they are ill, but sick to their stomachs. I mean, terrorism hurt everybody in this country. And Northern Ireland, no matter what people think, is a better place today than it was years ago. I mean, you're not waking up to people being shot dead every single day. The minute one person shot dead from the Protestant community, next 24 hours there's one from the Catholic community in retaliation. That's not happening. Yes, we've had murders recently, and as I say, if the Chief Constable knows so much about it, then he's a reasonable suspicion to arrest the people. Reasonable suspicion is all he needs to arrest them. So why doesn't he get on with it? And let the politicians get on with talking. Talking's better than fighting.
It's a good question for the Chief Constable. Maybe because intelligence isn't necessarily evidence.
No, but that's the whole purpose of an interview, to turn intelligence into evidence. I spent 2 years with Mr. Adair and then turned it into evidence in the interview rooms in Castlereagh. But I'm glad he's stopped, and I don't wish him any harm, and I hope that he has a good life in Scotland, just as I hope everybody in Northern Ireland, if it was a perfect world, would have a better life. But it's much better than what it was, because, I mean, I ended up in a psychiatric hospital because of the troubles and because of what I've seen. And I don't want to go back there.
Okay. Trevor, thank you for calling us today.